Thank the Lord. We're soul journeying on our way home.
I got to get upset by this machine.
Watch it, brother. I got your back.
I thought we were going to shut him down.
Bless the Lord. Think about this song. Thank you, Brother Jerry.
On the far side of the sky.
Woo!
The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly.
Bless the Lord.
I'm gonna land beside the line. Run my fingers through his veins.
Yeah.
Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open.
That's right.
I will love and have no fear.
That's right.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
And he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I missed him every minute since he left.
Yeah, think about it.
And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going,
woo!
There'll be only happy tears.
Yeah, baby.
I will send you sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open.
Yeah, baby.
I will love and have no fear.
That's right.
Yeah, when I get where so much darkness in this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Savior's face, I'll stand forever in the light of his amazing face.
Says we have hope in Christ in this life only, we'd be of all men most miserable. I've met a lot of miserable people.
Yeah.
But I ain't been miserable since I got saved. I'm glad, praise God, there is a place called heaven. Jesus said, John 14, verse 2, he said, if it wasn't so, he said, I'd have told you.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to be miserable. I'm not going to heaven to visit, Vanessa. I'm going to stay. I'm talking about he made a place for me. He made room for me.
Yeah,
and on the threshold of heaven,
amen.
Not only does it say welcome, but it says whosoever can enter in by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate them singing that song. I ain't got there, but I'm on my way, Mitchell.
Amen.
I'm headed there. I'll tell you right now, I'm as good as there, but I ain't there yet. Bless your Lord.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it much too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? The shame's the long and stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. But let me tell you about my Jesus. Whoa.
Testify about a new creature. Amen.
That's right.
All
right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of sin, only evil remains.
there's peaceful fame. Burning your ticket for that long ride train.
Bless the Lord.
Hope you know there's victory in the Lord. Victory in the Lord. When through the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train.
Bless you, Lord.
There's an angel on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just a waiting on your heart to say, let me ride you on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Waiting to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train.
Sets a table out here, there's something on there for everybody. As y'all can tell, I ain't missed too many meals. And I'm proud of this little church. And certainly proud to have Brother Charles Fish back with us here tonight. And we want to give him an opportunity, ask him if he needs anything, give him an opportunity to come up here and deliver what the Lord's put on his heart. He said it needs prayer.
Yeah.
We've done been bathing him in prayer. I'm not worried about the praying part. No. We've been praying for this man. As a matter of fact, I just pray he'll obey the Lord in every capacity God wants to use him in.
Amen. Amen.
I got pulled over by the police one day, and I thought, what did I do wrong? Right there in Glasgow, right in front of the house, in blue lights. And I pulled over, and the policeman got out, and I recognized him. He came up to me, and he said, Brother Eddie, he said, I'm sorry to have pulled you over. He said, I just want to tell you, my son Tyler got saved last night. I said, that's all right. You pull me over any time with that kind of news. I ain't got no problem with it tonight. Listen, if you get under arrest tonight by the Holy Ghost, don't resist. I pulled right over, turned my car off, broke my window down, and it was actually good news. Amen? Somebody got saved. The Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repent of. More than 99 just persons need no repentance.
Right.
We'll ask Brother Charles to come up here. We're glad to have him.
Amen.
And hope you brought something, put a blessing in. He's a blessing.
Amen.
I love this man. We've had him here before. This is our first revival and our first night of revival. We just gonna turn this man loose till I get out of his way, man.
Praise God, everybody.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
First of all, we're gonna have to slow it down just a little bit.
It's all right.
I can't talk as fast as my brain. My brain don't function that fast.
Bless his heart, Lord.
It's a blessing.
Amen.
Blessing to be here.
Blessing.
Giving honors to God and Brother Bless. Wade and each and every one of you. We get to see you again. We remember coming here last time for your homecoming.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a great time.
Amen.
And even with your prior pastor, we came here, and I think we preached in revival with him. I didn't realize it had been 4 years.
Yeah, I didn't either, brother.
But it's always a, it's always a joy, always a blessing, and it's an honor that you called me to come and share with you. And I thank God for the opportunity. I thank you for the opportunity.
Amen. Bless my brother.
Always good to be here with the I want to say Willers, but the Madisons. Amen.
Yeah,
I wanted to catch all of them. The Madison ladies, we're looking forward to hearing them sing tonight, but I guess they took off. Y'all have such beautiful singing. Amen. And so many musicians and singers, and it's a great spirit here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I've enjoyed your worship service.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have members here. Amen. From Mount Union tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And followers and members or our supporters. Amen.
That's
Sister,
right.
Sister Emma and Sharon and Sister Hannah and my wife, Sister Vanessa and Deacon Kenneth. And Pastor Warner Fishbite.
Right. Amen.
Pastor Warner Fishbite.
All right. Praise the Lord.
We're glad to have him before we announced our calling. Warner's 9 years older than I am, and he's a first cousin. Our brothers were, our fathers was brothers. I'm going to come out of this coat.
All right, brother.
Our makes fathers it, were,
makes
were brothers.
Home.
And I used to go help him. I was a pencil pusher, and he worked in the factory some, worked at General Motors, and he used to farm some too, so I would go over and help him just to be around him sometime, volunteer help work in the biker, so I didn't forget my upbringing.
Hey, man.
And so he was over there topping the biker one day. Of course, I've been watching him, and the Lord used him anyway. We was talking to Barker, and I don't know how many people he shared it with, but that's the first time he'd shared it with me. We was talking to Barker, going down through there, and Warner said, "I believe I've been called to preach."
Amen.
Amen. I just listened to him. We went on down another row or two, and I said, "I believe I have too."
Hallelujah.
We was talking about and going down to that, and he said, "I don't know how much longer I can hold this thing." he said, "Why don't we just make it a twosome?"
Hey, man.
I said, "Well, you go ahead. Maybe I'll come along after a while."
Hey, man.
So he announced his calling about a year and a half before I did, and as of today, he celebrated his 33rd pastor anniversary.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
In Murfreesboro. So we thank God for him. So after he started preaching and pastoring, he helped mentor me some. I wasn't far behind. So that's the kind of relationship we've had.
Amen.
So he didn't tell me he was coming tonight, so we're glad to have him as well as having all of you. Talked to Brother Wade, and he said he'd been praying for me for several months.
Yeah.
It's an honor that to be here for your first revival, and we're praying that the Lord does great things.
Amen.
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 The revival is for those that already got a little something.
Right, right.
Amen. It's for those that already knows the Lord. And, you know, we have to make an effort.
Right.
Amen. To get a little closer to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
He said, you draw closer to him, and he'll draw closer to you.
Right.
Yeah. That's what revival does.
Right.
Amen, Brother Charles.
Amen. So we're looking forward to it, and maybe in the midst of the revival, if it gets hot enough, you know, maybe somebody will be added to the church.
Amen.
So that's what we're praying for.
We
love you, Pastor, since we've met him. I don't know anybody that preaches any more than he does. Amen. If you have a conversation with him, he'll get out about 10 sermons on his own. He is some preacher. So I just ask you to pray for me.
And
we'll try to do what thus says the Lord.
Amen, Brother Jones. Amen.
You said 7:15, so I'm not going to preach for 45 minutes.
You do. Obey the Lord, brother. Obedience better than sacrifice.
I got a deacon here. He loves to sing. I don't know if he wants to bring us a song before we preach or not. I've never known him to tie anything down. So, you want to bring us a song?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Oh, wait.
Amen.
I'll just stand right here and sing. That's okay.
That's fine. It says make a joyful noise, so
we're free.
I'm so glad, so glad Jesus lifted me.
Yeah, glory.
I'm so glad, Lord, Jesus lifted me.
Woo! Hallelujah!
I'm so glad, Lord, Jesus lifted me.
Ain't that good?
Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. When I'm a saint and sanctified.
Woo!
Jesus lifted me.
Turn that thing around, my man.
I'm a saint and sanctified, Lord. Jesus lifted me.
Yeah.
Saved and sanctified. Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
I'm so glad, so glad. Jesus lifted me.
Yes.
I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
I'm so glad, Lord, Jesus lifted me, singing glory,
glory,
hallelujah, Jesus lifted me,
yeah,
on my way to heaven,
yeah.
Jesus lifted me,
glory,
on my way to heaven, Jesus lifted me, on my way to heaven, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, now I'm so glad,
you better about
Jesus lifted me.
Yes,
I'm so glad.
Yes,
Jesus lifted me.
I was in a downhill.
I'm so glad.
Sing it.
Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Good job.
Amen. Let us pray.
Wow.
Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, we recognize that you are God and that you hold all power. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice from your Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Lord, that he came from heaven, lived on this earth, went to the cross, crucified, but rose on that third and appointed day. Lord, because he lives, we are able to live in you. Because he lives, we have an opportunity to stand in your presence. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to stand on holy ground one more time. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this pastor, upon this congregation, all of those that are here. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless them, souls continue to be saved. Lord, we pray for all of us. us. We pray for our churches and every church
representative. Help, Lord.
In times like these, Lord, we pray that you allow us to be bold. Allow us not to be afraid. Lord, allow us to be about our Father's business and see souls saved and people healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to serve in your vineyard. Thank you for allowing us to be here this evening. And we pray for this revival, Lord. We pray that you will bless us and that your will be done. And Lord, after it's all said and done, after our lives are over, after we've done what you have us to do, pray, Lord, that you'll be able to say, well done. Save us a place somewhere in your kingdom. Lord, bless me tonight, Lord, as I come as I come before your people, that they might be blessed, and that I might be blessed. And Lord, that your will be done. And Lord, when we've done all you'd have us to do, pray that you save us a place somewhere in your kingdom where we can serve you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I ask you to turn with us to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, the first chapter. We'll be reading verses 1 through 8. Book of Acts, first chapter, reading 1 through 8. And I'm reading according to the King James Version.
Amen.
It reads as follows. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said of him, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Amen. We want to ask the Lord to bless us tonight, to speak to you about the question, are you witnesses for Christ? Are you witnesses for Christ?
Well,
the writer of this book of Acts is Luke. Luke was a physician, and Luke was a companion of the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
The book of Acts talks mostly about what the apostles did. We talk about the Acts of the Apostle, but it's really the Acts of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It focuses mostly on Peter and Paul and John. Some, you know, in the third chapter, maybe fourth or fifth chapter, when they wanted to persecute Peter and John for being witnesses, and they took them up and killed James one time, but they took them in and they persecuted them and told them to not speak about this man named Jesus after they had healed the guy sitting in front of the temple that was begging alms. And when they healed him, you know, I think it was at the ninth hour, 3:00 in the afternoon, when they went to the temple And he sat there begging alms or begging for money or what have you, because he had been that way since his birth.
Right.
And Peter and John looked at him and they said, "Look your eyes upon me." And they said, gold, what is it? Silver and gold.
Silver and gold, right. Yeah.
But such as I have, I give to thee in the name of Jesus, the Christ.
Yeah.
And he received strength in his ankles.
Yeah, man.
They grabbed him and they helped him up, and he received strength in his ankles, and he went out to the temple leaping and praising God.
Those were the signs of
the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And after that, they tried to persecute them.
Yeah.
They put them in jail and told them they couldn't deny it. They couldn't deny the miracle.
Right.
So they just tried to get them to shut up and not talk about this man Jesus. And Peter said, "You judge whether it's better for us to obey man or obey God."
Right.
You know, they're trying to do the same thing.
Same thing. Censorship today.
But this Luke, he had written the Gospel of Luke.
Right.
He had written it also to Theophilus, a friend, acquaintance of him, and he told him about the things of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He told him about the resurrection, and he follows that up with this book of Acts. And here in this first chapter, amen, we read what he read, and it said in that eighth verse, amen, that ye shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
I just want to ask you, are you his witnesses? Are you witnesses for Christ? Because if we miss that, we miss everything.
Amen, Brother Charles. Amen.
That's our purpose.
Amen.
Politics are not going to make things better. You know the condition of the world.
Amen.
It seems to be getting a little worse all the time.
Right.
Amen. You know, one thing I love about this invitation, one thing I love about our fellowship, the world can't deny our fellowship.
Amen.
Outside of the world, there may be racial tensions.
Yeah.
There may be political tensions.
Yeah.
But the world can't get it right.
You're right.
Democrats and Republicans can't get it right.
Amen.
It's not going to be answered in the world in which we live.
True.
If you put all of your hopes in that, you are a person. You are a person with no peace.
Right.
But there's another world coming when it won't matter what color you are. I don't believe it matters whether you're white, whether you're black, Asian, whether you're Japanese,
no
whether you're Chinese. It does not matter. Because we are all the same in God's eyes.
One word.
I thank God for you all because you have enough faith in Jesus.
Amen.
So try to do it the right way. Everybody's not going to be like this.
Remember,
those of us that know the Lord, we realize there is no political answer.
Right.
The only answer is in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
They're trying to take more of God out of our society all the time. They're taking it out of the schools.
Right.
They don't want you to talk about Him. They don't want you to talk about Him anywhere.
No.
And we wonder why people are shooting everybody.
Yeah.
It's because the less God that we have in the world, the more demons that we have in the world trying to take over.
Right.
But you know what? The devil can't hurt us.
Right.
If we know Him for ourselves, He can't touch us.
Right.
Because God is watching over us.
Amen.
Amen. So there is no political answers. The only answer is in God.
Amen.
And in order to be a witness, you must know Jesus for yourself.
Right.
Third chapter of John, it talks about you must be born again.
Amen.
You know what Nicodemus said? He came to Christ during the night. Amen. He said, we know that you're a man that comes from God.
Yeah.
Because no man can do these things that thou doeth except God be with me.
Amen.
And Jesus just went ahead and skipped all the preliminaries and said, except you born by the water and by the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again.
Amen.
You have to be changed. There must be a time in your life when you die to yourself. come into my life.
Amen.
Whatever you would have me to do,
Amen.
Just save
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Bless
my
job.
I don't know about y'all, but I remember saying, at the age of nine, I was on the mourner's bench. Amen.
Yeah.
My mother said when I was 9 years old, you old enough to be saved, you got to die someday. I didn't want to hear that. Amen. And she said, you got to die, but you can be saved.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, Lord, have mercy. She said, the Lord will save you.
Yeah.
And I remember out there at Oakland one night, back in about 63, 64, I was in the fourth grade, and I was calling on the Lord, and I did all I could do, and I heard a voice telling me to get up. Amen. I tried to get up. I couldn't get up. Looked like I kept trying. Couldn't get up. But finally, I was able to get up, and it kind of felt like chains fell off of me.
Yeah.
It felt like I was free.
Yeah.
It felt
Amen.
Like that there was brightness all over the church.
Amen, my
it
God.
Felt like there was a new spirit
yeah.
within me. I didn't understand it all,
Amen.
But I knew
yeah.
that something had taken place.
Right.
And
Amen.
Since that day, I've never been the same.
Woo!
Been up. Been down,
yeah.
I strayed away,
yeah.
but through it all, God's mercy
yeah.
has washed over me.
Yeah.
And when I was wrong, He brought me under conviction,
yeah.
and He forgave me.
Yeah.
On behalf of another chance. He's not only a God of second chance,
yeah,
He's
right.
a God of a whole lot of chance.
Right.
Reach your mercy.
Call on,
yeah.
He will give you strength.
Yeah. Sure will, brother.
You must
you,
be.
Jesus.
Must be born.
Born again.
That's right. Not off.
The Bible says the wind
blows.
Comes, and you don't know from where it comes or where it goes.
Yeah.
Amen. But when the wind blows, when the Holy Ghost blows, you feel the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Our purpose are we are called to be His witness.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Everybody's got a purpose.
His ambassador.
Amen. Everybody's got a job to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And we're supposed to witness for Him.
Right.
There's
right.
different cultures
yeah.
that,
yeah.
that comes together here.
Come on.
You don't sing exactly the way we sing.
Right.
We don't have the same preliminaries
right.
in our services.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the words.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you listen to the words,
right.
then you realize that others are witnesses.
Amen.
And you're
that's
in
right.
the same spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You,
that's right.
Even though we sing different,
yeah.
we play different,
right.
the spirit is the same.
Yeah.
If you know the Lord. Have you ever met a stranger? A stranger that you've never seen before, and you get to talking about Jesus.
Yeah,
and it feels like the presence of the Lord is there.
Yeah,
and you feel like you've known this person all of your life
yeah.
because you're talking about the same
yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I have. Amen.
Woo! Yeah,
the same Jesus. I know Him in this scripture. Amen. Christ. Had come down and he was getting ready to depart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to know, amen, if he was going to take over the kingdom yeah. at that time.
Well,
because the Jews believed that the Messiah was going to come.
Yeah.
Amen. And
yeah.
he was going to set up the kingdom on the earth.
Yeah.
And even though the apostles had walked with Jesus all of that time,
right.
well.
They still didn't have the
right.
whole understanding.
Amen.
Just like we don't have the whole
that's
understanding.
Right. Right.
But we got to walk by faith,
yeah.
amen, right. and not by sight.
Amen.
Because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
It's true.
But he said, I'll be with you
right.
always, even until the end
amen.
Of the world.
Amen.
He said, be
that's
about
right.
my Father's business.
Yeah.
He said, go into all the world,
yeah.
teaching them to observe all things.
Oh. Yeah.
Baptizing in the name of the Father, the
yeah.
Son, and the Holy Ghost
yeah.
as you go. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll be with you always
yeah.
until the end of the world.
That's a blessing right there.
But I don't enjoy anything like being in the service.
Oh,
the biggest high so that I get is seeing somebody
yeah.
come out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Yeah.
The biggest high I get is when I'm in the Lord's will.
Hell,
I can feel Him pat me
yeah.
on the back
yeah.
and say, well done,
yeah.
my child.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Hell,
I am
yeah.
your God.
Hell,
my child,
yeah.
there's no joy
yeah.
in the world
than
being and my sister. Yeah, right. I enjoy my son and daughter.
Yeah. Bless
I
Lord.
Enjoy my wife. Yeah. I enjoy my family.
Yeah. Bless
and no joy like being in the will
That's
of
right.
God.
Yeah.
Woo! Being oh, yeah. in his
family. Amen.
Which lets me know that after a while,
yeah.
by and by, everything is going to be all
Bless
right.
You,
and the scripture says that Jesus said it's not for you to know
That's
the
right.
times and signs of the Father.
Well.
They're not all right. But he just told them to go back to Jerusalem
yeah.
and dwell there.
Amen.
To receive power.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you wait on the Holy Ghost,
yes.
the Holy Ghost will give you power.
Yes.
Isn't that all right?
Yes, Lord. Put some wind in his sails.
About 120 of them.
Yeah.
And they dwelled there in Jerusalem. No doubt, they was there in the upper room
yeah.
praying and calling
yeah.
on the name of God. And the Bible says there is something like a rushing wind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Right?
And they all spoke
yes.
with cloven tongues.
Right.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
The Bible says they didn't understand what had taken place
well.
Because there was people there from all different
right.
nations.
Right.
And
yeah.
the Galileans spoke.
Yeah.
And when they spoke, all those people from
yeah.
other nations
yeah.
understood what
right.
they said
That's right.
in their own tongue.
Amen.
Yeah. And they thought they was dry, but Peter got up
yeah.
and began to preach.
Yeah.
Told them they're not drunk.
Yeah.
It's just been the third hour
yeah.
of the day, but this is what
yeah.
Joel
hey,
said.
Yeah.
The Spirit shall come,
yeah.
and it'll fall on all his
yeah.
men and women alike.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
shall have a testimony.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is fair.
Yeah.
And when you think you can't go any further,
yeah.
you just Bless need to steal away.
Yeah.
You simply call
yeah.
it. Call
yeah.
on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
You hear from on high.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost come.
Yeah.
And then you get renewed strength.
Right.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
The Bible says that your strength shall be renewed.
Yeah.
You shall walk and not faint.
Yeah.
Amen.
And not get weary.
Woo.
Isn't that all right? Name of the Lord,
yeah.
and when the Holy Ghost comes,
yeah.
it lets you know
yeah.
that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father,
yeah.
and He's alive.
Yeah.
When the Holy Ghost is alive
yeah.
and well,
yeah.
it lets you know that Jesus is alive and well.
Yeah.
It lets you know that He came down
Amen.
42 generations.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Woo.
Born by the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? At the age of 12,
yeah.
sitting and talking with
yeah.
the doctors
yes.
of the law.
Yeah.
At the age of 30,
hey, man,
began to work his memory.
Right.
Walked this old world.
Yeah,
ministered for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the Last Supper.
Woo.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Then he went to the garden and he
yeah.
prayed, if it be possible,
yeah. Yeah.
let this cup pass from me.
Right.
But
right.
it's not my will, but thy will.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Judas came, betrayed
yes.
him with a kiss.
Yes.
They took
yeah,
him.
Right.
They led him from judgment hall to judgment hall.
Yeah.
Falsely accused him.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Never said a mumbling word.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah,
accused him of being the Son of
right.
God.
Yeah.
He said, thyself.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
In other words, I am.
Yeah.
My kingdom is not of this world. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And he laid up there. He said, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
For they know
Thank
not
you,
what they do.
Amen.
Good God. He died.
Lord.
Didn't he die?
Yeah,
they put him in a bar or two.
Yeah.
Early on that third and appointed. He got up.
Yeah.
Heaven and earth. What did you do in my law? Isn't that all right? And Jesus said, Mary.
Yeah.
And he looked around and saw
him.
Yeah.
Said, go tell my
yeah.
disciples.
Yeah.
I meet him in Galilee.
Woo.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah,
all right. It was all there.
Yeah.
Except for Thomas.
Well,
Thomas said, I will not believe
That's
unless
right.
I see it for
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
He came back
yeah.
8 days later.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Said, Thomas. Put your finger in my
lost, you were saved.
Yeah.
But blessed are those believing when they haven't seen.
Yeah.
And not all night.
Yeah.
I was sick. He went out to the edge of my eye and above 500.
Yeah.
He did when he was out there.
Yeah.
And not all right.
Yeah, glory.
And then the Bible says, when he descended up into heaven,
yeah,
there was two men there in one.
Yeah.
He said, why do you stand here and blazing up into heaven the same way?
Coming back.
Right. He's coming back.
Right. Yeah.
He's coming back.
Coming back, brother.
He's coming back.
I feel
like you can't go no further. Just remember, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Just remember that we are his witness.
Yeah.
Even if our health get bad, even if we get where we can't walk, isn't that all right? Even if we get where we can't talk or we can't see, we ought to still be able to
raise a hand.
Let somebody know that he's still here. He lives.
Still all right.
Within us.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
That he allows me to be one of his witnesses.
Amen.
Sometimes up.
Yes.
Sometimes down.
Yeah.
Not always right.
That's right.
But he's a God that if you call on his mercy
endureth
and generation to generation.
That's right.
You call on.
Yeah.
He'll let you know.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
That he is your God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you are
His
child.
Yes. Amen.
Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Glory.
Don't we serve a mighty good God?
Yes.
Glory, preacher.
No matter what you've done,
amen.
34 years old, Brother Way.
Yeah.
No matter where you've been, think about that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is call on him.
Right.
It's your mercy.
Amen. Call on him.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when you call on him right, in other words, when you die to self,
that's right.
You say, Lord, whatever you have me to do, I'll try to do it.
Amen, my Charles.
He'll come in.
Sure will. Take his rightful place.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Tell you when to go left.
Yes.
Tell you when to go right.
Right.
It tell you when to stand still.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, we serve a mighty good God.
Amen.
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 Woo! I don't know if there's anybody here tonight that doesn't know him. But if you don't know him, Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Whether Greek or Gentile, no matter.
Yeah.
Gentile or Jew.
That's right.
Honor free.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Call upon the name
that's
of the Lord.
That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Shall be saved.
Yes.
Many people are going to be lost on the way to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because they don't call.
Right.
True.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Remember,
because they're going along with the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't believe, trust in the Lord.
Right.
They're gonna be lost.
Right.
They don't realize that the gate to him, there's a narrow road.
All day long.
Straight gate. Narrow road.
Yeah.
But the road to destruction is wide.
Right.
And the gate is broad.
Yeah.
And all you gotta do is look up to the heavens.
Uh-huh. Amen.
From which cometh all you here.
That's right.
Call on him. And he hears.
Right.
And he answers prayer.
Amen.
If you don't know him, right now.
Best time ever.
Is the time to call on him.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
May he forever keep you.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Wayne.
Amen. Amen. You want to sing some invitation, everybody? Ask everybody to stand. Appreciate the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
It may not make no sense to you, may not make no sense to me, but God knows what He's doing.
Amen.
And He calls men, not mighty men, just common men, puts a mighty call on them and uses them as only He can. I appreciate the preacher tonight.
Amen.
Appreciate the preaching of the Word of God tonight.
Amen.
You need to do something with the Lord. We got a little altar up here. If it's not big enough, well, we'll make one for these
chairs. Right.
But if you got a need tonight, no one greater than God to help you with that
Amen.
Need. You know, he said all the day long, he said, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. God's got his hand outstretched and let me help you.
Yeah.
He will help you. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
Be one verse.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Number 122, first verse.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you so much, Brother Jerry. Thank you so much, Sister Sharon.